It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
Live here on Talk Zone. And this is the Hayden Russo Show. I gotta tell you, a lot of people don't like it. Don't talk about my food. Why are you speaking about food that way? Don't do that to us before Thanksgiving. I gave you your wish. We won't be talking about more food items, but it gets me to wonder how much discipline we have when what we eat is truly important to us. And it makes you wonder why such topics are just so sensitive. You know, sometimes you can be working and you can be doing a lot of good things and having a lot of things go your way, and you just keep finding yourself doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. And last year, when I set out on this journey to change myself, when I set out on this journey to become a better person, I did not know where this journey would take me, what would I be doing. I just didn't know where I would take off. But I tell you one thing, I was dedicated and commitment that I was going to change my life, and I was not going to allow these recurring things to continue to happen to me over and over again. And in the beginning, I did not know anything about what I wanted to do. All I knew was that I wanted to change. And when I set it off on the journey and I wanted to change, I just said, you know what? I went out and just created an emergency for myself, and I just began taking my CDs out of my vehicle and breaking them. My kids thought I lost my mind. Brand new CDs, I would break them. Because I couldn't understand how I'm 42 years old at the time, and how I keep, no matter what town, what place, what city, these problems keep finding me over and over and over again. So I created that emergency for myself and said, you know what? I have to do something. And in the beginning, when you don't know what to do, do anything. So I started, you know, I changed the music that I that was one of the first things I did. I just changed what I was listening to. You know, I was listening to rap music and the radio just predominantly. It was just like, you know, what are you learning from it? What are you accomplishing from it? Then I stopped watching TV. Then I just started looking for things to make me feel good. I started feeling good about myself. Then one day during that transformation, I just said, you know what? No longer would I try to please anyone anymore. I would take matters into my own hands. I would take my destiny into my own hand. I would take my challenges into my own hands. I would take my problems into my own hand. I would deal with life circumstances in my own hand. I wouldn't, when life knocked me out, I get back up on my own. I won't make any excuses. I'll take everything in my own hand. I won't blame other people. And when I first started out, if you remember, if you go back and you listen to some of the earlier shows, I was writing 200 sentences every morning. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was determined that I'd take off. I'll take off into a new direction. I'll take off and set sail on a different course, a positive course at that. But one of the key things that I learned during the course and during the way is that the reason that these problems kept finding me over and over and over again. Y'all know I don't like to just say again. I like to put some accent to it. Again. And this is key. Errors in judgment repeated every day will end up in a colossal failure. I started being honest with myself and I started saying, hey, man, you know, you keep repeating these same errors in judgment. You're still fighting battles with these battles with the same old tactics that you had when you were 18 years old. Getting mad and attacking someone because they attack you just because you couldn't take the truth. And I started analyzing myself and I started looking at my situation and how I handled the situation. And I said to myself, ooh, you're an angry little person. You need to tighten up. You can't deal with situation with anger and fear and yelling when you don't have the answer. Always whining and crying and feeling pity for yourself when life slaps you. It's designed to slap you. It knows what's down the road. You don't. God has set and paved the journey, and your mind is trying to set you right and trying to get you battle tested. But you got to be honest with yourself. Are you doing everything in your power to make your life better? Are you doing everything in your life to become wiser, to become better, to become stronger, to become more focused, more driven? So in the beginning, I just took off. I just started doing anything and all things. And then when I changed what I was listening to and I changed what I was watching, then I started saying to myself, Hayden, you have to get better courage when you're dealing with people. You get some people that make a commitment and don't come through. You don't have to call them out in public, but you know, you can get them a phone call and be honest with them and say, hey man, you let me down on this one. You know, and not that you need to take it personal. You don't have anything to or anyone to blame for your failures or anything that happened to you. You are the one to take the blame. And these are some of the honest conversations I began having with myself. And I began telling myself that I had to change the person that I was now, and I had to start living like the person that I want to become in the future. And I began raising my standards and I began changing my philosophy, and I was committed to doing anything until I learned the right things to do. I was willing to learn anything than to continue to do things the same way that I did that got me the same results, the same outcome, the same person that I was at that particular time and juncture in my life. And when you find yourself in that situation, instead of looking for the blame game, instead of looking for all the things that are going wrong, look for the one thing that's going right. And if you don't have one thing that's going right in your life, create an emergency and create one and make something positive in your life. Make that one positive moment that you're billed for. Go out and do something. cook a meal for someone and go out and take it to a family in need. Build on that. Hold the door open for someone. Go out of your way to help someone else. Become a giver. Go out and volunteer. Build on that. Find a positive moment in your life and build on it. And I started looking at life from a different vantage point. I started looking at life from a different philosophy. I started looking at life from a positive perspective. And when I was looking at all those things and I was trying to find my way and I was trying to navigate to search, because when you're changing, you're in search for new answers. So I became a hunter. I was planting seeds everywhere, anywhere that had dirt, soil that can be fertilized, I can plant a seed that can grow at a later time in real life, that anyone that was listening to me, I'm just using a harvest as a metaphor, but anyone that would listen to me in a positive standpoint, that had something to help build my character, that had something to help build my drive, that had something to help me build my momentum to keep help me move forward. And when I began thinking like that, I began seeing all people in a positive light. And it's amazing when you start building your positive standpoint and your moral standards, you know, the negative stuff, man, just bounce off of you. And in the beginning, when I was writing, you know, 200 sentences every morning, and then in search for a new answer, I learned how to meditate. And when I started learning how to meditate, I started learning that through meditation, through the disciplines that I was building on a daily basis, began to help me build my willpower to resist the negative stuff, to resist the things that would mean me no good, to resist the bad relationship, to resist the bad people. It's amazing when you start changing yourself and you start looking at life from a different vantage point, how life will begin to see you. See, life is a mirror of our thinking. And when you begin to see the positive in people and you begin to ignore the negative stuff, and you start surrounding yourself with a positive shield, then it protects you from the normal BS. When you know that you should be studying, you'll have the willpower to tell your friends no. Don't y'all know how much work has to be put in for this thesis that we have to turn in on Monday? Are you serious? Oh, we can drink. We can do it tomorrow. Don't take any days off. Tomorrow's not promised. You know, it was at some particular junction when I found meditation and I started taking care of my body. And I started walking in the morning and I started exercising to exercise my body. And I increased my water consumption. And 90 and 120 days later of writing my goals every morning, of writing 200 sentences. Let me tell you something. In the beginning, it would take me 2 hours in the morning. I needed to get up at 2 so that I could have 2 hours with myself, so that at 4, I can go work out with my kids and my family and take a walk with my wife. And by 6, I'm trying to take a 30-minute nap because at 7, I got to get out the door and get to work. So I made a commitment at that time that I was willing to pay the cost to be successful. And for 5-6 months, I would get up every morning and every day writing down my goals and writing down 200 sentences. Then I learned the power of meditation. Then I replaced writing the sentences through meditation. Then as I continued building my willpower, I began increasing my reading. And then I turned my cell phone into a learning machine. I began studying a lot of people on YouTube and studying motivational speakers. And then I jumped in head first. By trying to help other people. And partnered up with TalkZone.com. And we created the Hayden Russo Show. And it was at that time. It was at that moment. It was at that juncture in my life. When I said I was willing to pay the cost and I made, in the beginning, I just thought when you don't know what to do, just do anything, even if it's the wrong thing. Because I made a commitment in my life that I was not going back to the way things were. I was not going back to the same circumstances. I was not going to continue to allow the same things to keep happening to me over and over and over again. Then, as you begin to clear out and declutter your mind with the old thoughts and the old you, when you begin to change the person that you're becoming, when you begin to change the ideas, when you begin to change the individual that you want to be in this life, you have to get yourself pumped up. You have to get yourself ready. You have to get yourself going. Who's going to do it besides you? Who's going to take control of your life but you? Who's going to help you through these things? No one can do it but you. No one can drive. No one could put yourself on this mission to set the course, to set yourself on a sail, to set yourself on a right trajectory to accomplish your goal, to accomplish your drive, to accomplish your mission. Changing your philosophy will help change your attitude, will help change your vision, your passion. And writing down your goal is that drive, is that steering wheel that's going to help you get towards your destination. What are you going to do? How are you going to handle this situation? So when I began writing down, when I began writing everything that I had, I just changed it. I just changed what I was doing. And then the one thing I started learning along the way, I started learning how to have fun with failure. I didn't see the failures anymore. I just saw the solution. And I started saying to myself, wow. Hayden, you're becoming a better person. And for no apparent reason, when I would walk in different places and I would walk in different buildings and I would do different things, people see me and they say, ooh, you're changing. But I didn't say anything. I just walked in the building. But it must have been a certain shine on my face. It must have been a different smile. It must have been the way that I was walking. It must have been the different vibration that I was sending out that I was becoming a better person, because other people were seeing that I was becoming a better person before I saw it. And then as I kept moving forward and people saw that I was doing things wrong, then they started telling me and helping me and showing me how to do things right. And then I said, ooh. Okay, this is how I'm supposed to do it. And that learning, that the thing that I learned along the way began to mold me, began to change me, began to build me, and began to help me become a stronger person. Why? Because I was not fighting these new revolutionary ideas and new problems that are destined to come your way. I was not fighting them with yesterday's news. with old ways and strategies that would not give you a positive outcome. And the best way that I can tell you, the best way to learn how to do anything in life, the best way to learn how to do anything right in life is to first do it wrong. Because when you do it wrong and then you do it right, you'll appreciate how to do it right. And then you'll be able to teach it to someone else. And by you having that power of understanding how it works wrong, then now it helps you to 10 times better to do it right and to make it better. To do it wiser, to do it faster. And along the way, it makes you stronger and wiser and better yourself. So it is not always taking the easy way out is the right thing to do. Learn how to take the hard road to success. And I don't mean the hard road by just thinking. I'm saying the hard road by reading the necessary books, taking the necessary seminars, taking the extra courses. And if everything is going perfect in your life, for some of you guys and ladies out there, that if everything is going perfect in your life, okay, and but you don't feel happy, you don't feel like everything is going right in your life. I mean this as a metaphor. Create an emergency in your life. Put a deadline on the mission. Demand that you have to change your life. Make a commitment to yourself that I will no longer live my life this way. I will no longer allow this man to continue beating up on me this way. I will no longer allow this woman to continue taking advantage of me, sleeping with other guys, and continue to come home to me this way. I will not allow this bad marriage to continue going this way. I will go seek counseling. I will go get help. I will spend more time with my wife. I'll start doing everything for my wife. Even if she's the negative person, I start doing everything for her. Or if you're the husband, or if you're the wife and if you're taking care of the husband, just start doing everything positive to him because you want to be a better person. And if they don't want to change, don't worry about themselves. Just take care of you. And once you get in this mode, you're trying to build a laser-like type focus. You're trying to build yourself into a oneness, and you're trying to put on this shield of armor that you're building through learning and through mental capacity of building your willpower on a daily basis, on exercising your body and taking care of the things that you eat. Then you start going all out and you start giving it everything you got. And when you start giving it everything you got and you start going all out and you start getting laser focused and you know where you're going, right? And you don't have time for the negative people. You know, and when they start coming and asking you to spend more time with you, guess what? You don't have time for negative people. I just stop hanging around negative people. I just didn't have the time. And the more you start finding yourself resisting your old temptations, resisting your old procrastination, resisting your old ideas, resisting the old philosophy, resisting the old person. When you start resisting all of those things, guess what you start doing? You're building your daily willpower. And when you start building your daily willpower and, you know, you keep doing that thing for 21 days, it becomes a habit. You know, you start fighting your first idea. Anytime you ask yourself a question or anytime you find yourself in some kind of difficulty. Do not use the first response. And by not using that first response or whatever your first reaction would be, That is one of the major steps of taking your willpower to another level. And if you keep doing these things for 3 months and you start changing your standards, right? The person that you will become along the way will be phenomenal. The feelings of accomplishments, of joy and passion that you will get going along the way will be tremendous. And as you begin learning more and equipping yourself with more knowledge, and then as you begin to organize your thoughts, and how do we organize our thoughts? We get ourselves a journal and we write down on a daily basis in the beginning the ideas, the good ideas that are coming through our mind. And in my journey, when I first started, I didn't think that a lot of the ideas that I had were worthy enough of me putting them in the journal. So I began just writing down what made my day successful. Whether it's helping my nephew accomplish his goals or dreams, or whether it's taking my son somewhere, or whether it was just working out or passing my knowledge to someone else. I just started writing down in my journal what made my day successful. And then along the way, I started finding that I started writing down different ideas that I was thinking about. I want to build hotels. Why? Because they create jobs. Why? Because they'll create jobs for inner city kids to learn how to build and design. And then why? They'll keep jobs consistently for people. Why do I want to create nonprofits to help in hunger in Macedonia? Or why do I want to create a nonprofit here in the United States as a learning center to help people and teach them how to make money so that we can go back and take over communities? I want to teach all of the kids how to become Forex traders. And when we build up money, imagine that we come in as an army of good. And we come in and we just take over a neighborhood and we redevelop it without anyone help, with our own money, without asking the government for anything. And we just go around cities doing this. The army of good coming to a city near you. Why do I have these goals and these big passions? Because I want to be known for doing something to help the human mankind to be a better place. I want to help this world, and I want to help make it a better place by making an impact. Then I made a mistake and I took one day off. And let me tell you, taking one day off is not good. Taking one day off is not good for you. You must consistently stay on the journey. You must consistently stay on the grind. You must consistently push forward, because no one has your back but you. You must become a person that's become that self-reliance, that self-dependent, that self-sufficient. You got to be a person that stays on the grind. Wake up and grind every single day. Give it everything you got every single day. Don't take any days off. Because taking one day off, every time we take one day off on our workout, it throws us off a week. It takes us a week to rebound. It's like we get drunk. Every time we take a day off from working out, it takes us a week to recover. So now I have this thing now that every single day, I take no days off. I work every single day. I don't mean physically working. No, I mean get up, be disciplined, get up when you say you're going to get up. Don't hit the snooze button like I do. Don't do that. When it's time to get up, wake up and grind. Taking days off can be very, very, very disastrous. Continue building your daily willpower. You know, I've given you guys the metaphor about when you're trying to break a horse. And when you're trying to break a horse, on average, it takes about 7 times getting knocked down before you can break this horse. But you got to get back up. You got to get back to your feet. And you got to get back on that horse. And for some of us, we ain't going to get knocked off of the horse. The horse, when we get on there, the horse is going to throw us. And when you land, you might, your hand hurt. Your ankle hurt. Your back hurt. Your shoulder hurt. You feel rough. That's when getting back on the horse is important. That's when your mental toughness is being challenged to get back on that horse. That's when you got to have the courage that you're not going to give up and you're going to get back on that horse. That's how you continue building your willpower. No one said that this horse was going to be nice to you because you a church going folk and you good to your wife. You a good family man and you raise your kids and you sent your daughter off to school and you're doing all these nice things. Matter of fact, life might find you quicker. And when life finds you and life gives you those character building moments, you have to have the courage to get back up on your horse when you lose your job. You got to get back on your horse when life has hit you and you lost your husband or your wife. You got to get back up. You got to get back up when you fail that big test. No one said it was going to be easy. But I got to ask you, did you give it every single thing that you got? And when every time I was finding myself in difficulties and I would find myself, you know, having those conversations again, being honest with myself, I started asking myself, how long would I have to keep going through this process? Just getting keep beaten up by this horse. And after the 50th time, I'm getting knocked down off this horse. Why me? Why is it me that keep getting knocked off this horse? And I tell you, you know, on the 50th time, it gets rough. So then that's when you start asking yourself, how bad do you want it? How bad is this mission or this goal or this dream that you have? How bad do you want it? Because remember, life don't give us what we desire. Life doesn't give us what we want. Life only gives us what we deserve. So as you continue this journey, see the positive things that you're doing in your life. Be honest with yourself. And as you become a happier person, enjoy the moment. Enjoy being happy. Because there's a lot of people out there that not being happy. And as I begin to change these things in my life, as I begin changing and becoming this happier person and changing the values and changing my standards and changing the way I see life and just changing the way that I wanted to be and changing the person that I want to be in the future. I started seeing myself feeling good about myself. I started seeing life change for me. And when I started seeing life change for me in the beginning, it was my mindset. It was my ideas. It was my philosophy. It was the way that I was attacking problems. But then I said to myself, Hayden, it's time to take yourself to the next level. It's time for you to get into the next level of life. The next level of patience. The next level of becoming a wiser person. The next level of becoming a better person. The next level of becoming a more confident person. The next level of becoming a more courageous person. Then I started saying to myself, Hayden, what would you need to make all these things? I started writing down some of the things I would need to make these things come true. And I started preparing myself for the change. I started reading more books. I started taking more class. I started watching more videos online. I became a YouTube junkie. I don't listen to any music. I don't watch any television, but I spend 6 hours a day on YouTube every single day. 7 days a week. I'm constantly on YouTube. So I ask you this question. Are you ready for a change in your life? Are you ready for a change in your life? Are you ready for a change in challenging the way that you deal with problems in your life? And sometimes, guys, let me tell you something, okay? Sometimes when these problems are finding you, and when you start looking at them in a positive light, and if the same problem keep finding you over and over again, you need to ask yourself the right question: why is this problem continue to find me? Because there's a certain way in life that everything is interconnected. And when something keep finding you and it's recurring and it keep finding you over and over again, maybe that's a sign of God telling you that I need you to master this. I need you to master this idea. I need you to master this situation. I need you to master the way to overcome this, because there's a challenge that's laying for us down the road, down in our life, that I'm trying to prepare you for. And I need you to become battle tested, and I need you to get stronger with this thing right now. And when you find yourself looking for new ideas, when you find yourself looking on how to become a better person, you got to understand a couple things. Preparation and practice is the key. And preparing yourself by reading books and going to seminars, watching videos and talking and hanging around successful people and becoming this wiser person, becoming this better understanding person, this patient person, this person with much understanding, this person that listens more, this person that's just becoming a much warmer husband or a much funner wife or a happier spouse or just a person that's cool to be around with. When you start becoming this person, you start attracting success to you. And as you continue to prepare yourself and you start building your willpower, and you start searching for good ideas, then you'll start running to the classes. You'll start running and looking for the seminars. You'll start running and looking for any kind of training or any kind of special assessment that you can get from anyone that has accomplished the things in life that you want to accomplish, that can give you some positive direction to set yourself on a positive course. And when you start doing these things and you find yourself not reaching up or going as high as you want to go, then you need to start asking yourself a couple questions. How can I become a better person? How can I become a wiser person? How can I overcome my procrastination? How can I overcome my fears? How can I overcome my failures? And I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you. I'm going to tell you how I handle it. I found myself in the beginning for the first 39 years of my life, first 40 years of my life, always going out asking and relying on other people's information. I would rely on the information that someone else would give me without doing my own homework. I would allow what someone else had told me to dictate my future, to dictate the way that I was feeling that day. I was doing that to myself. And when I made that commitment to myself that I would no longer depend on anyone else to do what is necessary for my goals and my dream to take care of my family, I would no longer ever depend on anyone else to make my decisions. I would take my decision. I would take my resources. And if you give me an opinion, I will analyze your opinion and I'll put all of that together and I'll make my own decision. And I start relying on other people and I start relying on myself. I start relying on this individual that need to be a self-sufficient person, a person that need to be self-sustaining, a person that needs to be a self-motivated, that need to have that self-drive, that self-discipline. Self-reliance is what it's called. You got to be self-reliance. You got to depend on yourself by only relying on yourself to do what is necessary to get this shit moving forward. Relying on yourself for the keys and the answers that you're looking for. Relying on yourself to keep getting back on that horse. Are you ready? That's the question I have for you. Are you ready to change your life? Are you ready to change the way you think? Are you ready to change your bad habits? Are you ready to change your errors in colossal failures, your errors in judgments? Are you ready to change your ideas, the way that you see life, the way that you see your friends? Are you ready to change the way that you see your job? The only way that you can depend on these things by being self-reliant. The only way that you can become this better person is stop making the blame game and stop making excuses. Just get back on the damn horse. When you fall, just get on the horse. And if you're tired and you falling off the horse for the 80th time, get up and get back on the horse. Because why? Failure is not an option. We don't have time to fail. We don't have time to be concerned about how we fail. If you fail on the horse, if you fail on the left side of the horse 20 times, do something else to fall on the right side of the horse. And if you keep falling on the right side of the horse and you know what you did to fall on the left side of the horse, try to balance yourself and stay in the middle of the horse. You have to change the way that you see yourself in this life. You have to see the bigger picture when you're thrown off the horse again. And when you're on the ground and you're in pain and you feel like you can't get up, you have to see the end. You have to see the dream. And what's going to keep this dream alive is you getting back up on your feet. You get off your hind pot and you get back on the journey. And you get back on the horse. And that's, and when you're doing that, it's self-reliance. You're not depending on anyone else. No one else can get back on that horse but you. So when you find yourself, when all these life challenges are coming your way, when you find yourself getting your car repoed or losing a job or being passed over for a promotion or being discriminated because you're a woman or not being picked on because you're the smallest person on the football team, just remember that you have a strong heart. And remember that four-cylinder engine don't ever turn off. It keeps trucking and it keeps going. So you have to keep going when life challenges find you. You got to get back up on that horse. You got to build that self-discipline. And through building self-discipline, it begin to give you focus. And when you begin to start focusing on things and when you begin to start getting that laser-like focus, then you'll start getting the courage to fight through your adversities. And when you start getting in the fight, you'll have the staying power to keep fighting when the fighting get tough. And through your high standards and through your high morals and through your high ambition and through your large dreams, you'll have the ambition to weather the storm. You'll have the knowledge and the staying power to know that when the eye of the storm is passing over you is when you need to hunker down and be your strongest. And when that eye of the storm is over you, don't compromise your values. I don't care about the other guy cheating. Bernie Madoff was cheating. Look at him now. The guy's destroyed his family and how he's destroyed a lot of other people. But just look at what he done to his family. Don't cheat. You don't cheat. No matter what's going on in your life, you continue to do the right thing. You're the one that have to depend on yourself to do the job. Don't depend on anyone else. You're the one that have to read the books. You're the one that has to go to the seminars. You're the one that have to take the extra classes. You're the one that have to make up the courses. You're the one that have to turn in the extra credits. You're the one that have to put more demand on yourself. The world would not put the demand on yourself. You have to put the demand on yourself because if you allow the world to put the demand on you, your value would be low. But when you put demand on yourself and you raise your standards and you put in the work and you go to the classes and the seminars and put in the work by reading and studying and watching videos, then you raise your values. And then the people that are dependent on the marketplace have to get out of your way because you're more valuable. And by being more valuable, help you take control of your finances. And by taking control of your finances, remember what I told you. 10% of all your earnings is yours to keep. That means that no one will ever have access to this 10%. And this 10% will go in a safe investment that can never be lost. And taking control of your finances and taking control of your life will help you to take control of your daily activities and take control of your willpower. Take control of your thinking mechanism. Take control of your patience. And when you throw all these things in and you mix them all up, it helps you to change who you are in life. So it's time that we take this information that we learned today and we start understanding that we got to get rid of all these bad things in our life. We got to get rid of all of the dead weight in our life. We got to get rid of all of the negative people in our life. We got to get rid of all of the bad habits in our life. We got to find new ways to deal with our errors and judgments. We can no longer allow bad things to keep happening to us. You got to get up. You got to fight for yourself. You got to be strong. Your will has to continue to be strong. How does that happen? By building. By building your daily willpower. Getting up on time. Getting to work 30 minutes early. Leaving 30 minutes later. Going home and telling your wife that you love her and giving a big kiss. I don't know about you guys. I wash clothes. I wash dishes. I help do everything around the house. There's nothing that I don't do. I do all the things with the kids. I flip the tires. I lift weights. I run with them. You will not outwork me. You will not outdrive me. You will not have more ambition than me. You will not outdo anything better than me. Because why? Failure is not an option. Not in my lifetime. So if you're around me, we got to get better. What are you doing to get better? What are you doing to change your life? What are you going to do to get back up on that horse again when you've been knocked down for the 99th time? Are you going to have the strong willpower? Are you going to have the strong ideas by searching for them? Are you going to continue getting back on that horse by building your standards and having that willpower and the courage to say, I got to keep moving forward. I got to keep the drive alive. I got to keep on the mission. I got to stay the course. And I have to do it the right way. Why? Because I have to pay the price. And by paying the price and doing it the right way, life would send me what I'm looking for. Life would get out of my way when I needed to move out of my way. The things I would need to find me to make a better place for me in this life, to make a better person, to be a happier person, to be a braver person. These are the things that will help me along the way. These are the things that help me. Learning how to do things the wrong way will always help you to learn how to do it the right way. Taking control of your life, getting rid of the deadbeats, helping you to overcome all challenges, all obstacles, all fears, all hurt, all pain. You have to overcome. You have to give it all you got. You have to be that person that is saying that I will go all out. I will give it everything that I have. You have to be that person that's going to be self-reliant, self-sufficient, self-motivating. You have to be that person that say, I will no longer procrastinate. I will no longer not give it my all. I will always give it everything that I have today. You have to be that person to say that when I'm going to take action, it's not tomorrow, it's not next week, it's not the next hour, it's right now. When do I need to take action? I need to take action now. That's going to keep that laser focus one step at a time. That's never going to give up. That's going to keep that drive moving forward. That's going to keep that mission moving forward in the forward direction. That's going to weather the storm through all adversity. That's going to have the stand power when it gets tough. That's going to be the person that see it through the end because you had that self-discipline. You didn't buckle when it got tough. You kept yourself strong. You helped build your daily willpower. You enjoyed the journey along the way. You became a happier person along the way. You gave it everything that you had. And while you're enjoying the ride, you became a better person that has changed the lives of not only yourself, but all of the people around you. I hope that this show was very inspirational and motivational to you. And I hope that you was able to learn some things today. If it's one thing that you do for me, always get back on your horse and know that the only way that you can fail is if you give up. We're live here every Wednesday from 5 to 6. This is TalkZone.com, the Hyten Russo Show.